When you're lost in the darkness, look for The Pod. Specifically, the Prestige TV podcast on the Ringer Podcast Network, where we're breaking down every new episode of HBO's The Last of Us. On Sunday nights, grab your battery and join Van Lathan and Charles Holmes for an instant reaction to the latest episode.
Then head back to the QZ on Tuesdays for a deep dive with Joanna Robinson and Mallory Rubin. From character arcs to video game adaptation choices, story themes to needle drops, we'll parse every inch of this cordyceps-coded universe. Watch out for mouth tendrils and follow along on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. Welcome to Bachelor Party, Gabby. Gabby, delighted to have you here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing great. I'm very happy to meet you. I've got some burning questions. The first one is, I hope no one's asked, but I like to try to come up with questions that no one else has asked. You've got to be bored of talking about Zach, I assume.
Yeah, let's talk about me. I'm just kidding.
Did you go to college with Greer?
I did. Yeah, I did go to college with Greer, and you are the first person to ask me that. So you win. Yes, you got that one. Nailed it. Yeah, I went to college with Greer. Greer is actually in my sorority. She was a year younger than me. We didn't really like hang out too much in college, but yeah, I did know her. And so it was super funny. We were actually in the same limo, and you know, they kind of keep you like sequestered from each other when you're like getting ready to go into the limo, and you guys all line up to go like get into your car. And I turn around and I'm like, Greer? And she's like, Gabby? And I was like, what are you doing here? It was just kind of funny. But yeah, I knew her.
Did you guys like talk on the show? Because the only time I think we saw you interact was when you awkwardly had to like step over her when she was crying in London. So like, was that your only interaction with her?
No. We definitely talked. I definitely talked to Greer. I think, you know, we both like had our own friendships that we created in the house, and like, but we were still friends and we still hung out and we still talked. So it wasn't like that. I think it was just like, we didn't have as much like on camera, like interactions. Unfortunately, the interaction that everyone did see was the London date. And that was so awkward for me.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, you don't really pay attention to what room you are, and like, you know how the shopping date works. And so like, they're like, okay, you got to go get ready for your date. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get ready for my date. Yeah, it was very awkward.
So were they sitting in front of your room? Like they were, right?
Yeah.
Did they know they were there?
I don't think so. I mean, I couldn't have told you which room was Greer's room. So yeah, I don't think they knew.
Taking their time. Did you enjoy the shopping date? I've always found it, aside from getting free stuff, like that's obviously awesome. Did you enjoy it?
I do love shopping. I love putting on a pretty dress. So I actually did really enjoy it. It was super fun. all of the dresses that we got to try on, it was a humbling experience, I will say. Like the first dress I put on, and I have like my own insecurities, but I remember like they had to like call in backup to like get it corseted on me to like tie it up because it wasn't closing. And I was like, I swear to God, if the first dress I try to put on doesn't fit me because three people can't get it like laced up, I was going to be so upset. But it was really fun.
Do they have multiple sizes or was it like just sample sizes?
I think it was just a few sizes. Well, because you give them your sizes, like they know what size right. you are. And so that one was like the like intense, like it had like the corset inside of the zipper. So they had to like lace it up, like pull it tight and then zip me into it. It was
sounds just uncomfortable.
Oh, it was. Don't breathe.
I always thought some people call it like the pretty woman date, which I think is like kind of gross since in Pretty Woman, she's a prostitute and you're not. But that's why I ask, because like there is something also just like awkward. Like I'm a speed shopper and I like to just go alone at my own pace. Like, was it weird having to like come out and like model stuff for the cameras and for Zach?
You know, it was lighthearted. Like it okay, wasn't good. Like super like intense or anything. And I didn't even know it was called the pretty woman date until I got back from the show. And it was like, Gabby got the pretty woman date. And I was like, what the heck is that? So yeah, I didn't know it was called that.
Did you watch the show before?
So I watch it, but I watch it like here and there. My sister loves the show, but I'm not somebody who watches like every single episode, like consistently. I did watch Clayton season before I went on just to see like, okay, what are these girls wearing? Like, what are we working with for dresses? Like, what do I need to be buying right now? And then I got scared because it was a little bit intense, the energy from that season. But yeah, I don't really watch it like too consistently.
Interesting. So were the other like things that the women in the house were talking about that they were like aware of that was like news to you?
The first, like, I remember the first like 2-3 weeks, honestly, until we were like traveling, I was like, how do you guys know what to like, how this works? Like what to say? Like you guys have things prepared to do with Zach. Like, I don't have anything. Like, especially the first night.
Yeah.
They were like, so like, do you have anything in mind of like what you want to do with Zach or say to him? I was like, I thought we were just going to have a chat. Yeah. I didn't have anything. I didn't even talk to him the first night, but that's probably why. Yeah. So I was a little bit surprised because I don't think anyone really knows what's going to happen, but I probably could have done some more research on the show.
Do you wish you had?
No, I think it would have taken the fun out of it.
Yeah. And I feel like we got to see who you are. It seemed like you, this group of women in particular, really liked each other. And who were your closest friends in the house?
Yeah, we got really lucky. It was a great group of girls. They were all super nice, super cool. My like closest girls from the show are Ariel, Katie, Jess. Also, I mean, I love everyone. We're actually all going on a trip to Miami in a few weeks.
Ooh, and
Mercedes
fun.
Is coming too. She's hilarious. So I'm super excited. I haven't seen her since the show. I've seen everyone else, but I haven't seen Mercedes yet. So I'm pretty excited to see her.
So like when you are together, how do you not talk about Zach, or do you talk about Zach and it's just normal?
You know, like I think we do talk about it, but we also just like, you know, do things and have fun. We talk about our experience on the show. Mm. Sometimes they're like, wait, did you see this? How, like, what was this on the show? Do you know, like, what was that? Or like, we just kind of like dig into like little things because we can talk about it, you know, between each other. So yeah, we obviously like check in on Katie and like how she's doing, how they're doing, but yeah, we're not like weird about talking about Zach. It's not like a weird thing. It's just like, I think we all have kind of decided, like we get along on so many levels. And like, but when we were on the show, we talked about, like, we didn't talk about the show. We talked about our lives and like who we are and like what we love to do. And so, you know, we know each other really well because you literally spend every waking minute of the day together and you have absolutely no distractions. So we have so many other like things in common that we do talk about that aren't just sex.
I didn't doubt that. I just wondering if it was like weird, like when you share an ex or whatever, you know?
No, it is like a really weird thing. Like when I think about it too hard, I'm like, that's weird.
How are you doing since the show? I should have asked you that first. I just was so focused on my personal competition of asking an original question, but how are you doing?
Well, thanks for asking. You know, leaving the bubble, I'll call it a bubble, and coming back to normal life and having that period of time before everything airs, like I felt so many different emotions and like, just, you were so in limbo. You're like waiting for something to happen. And like, now that it's all happened, I'm like, you know, it's just been such a roller coaster of emotions. Like, I honestly have felt like the past 2 weeks I've been like kind of like coming down from it all, of like just all of those emotions I was feeling, good, bad, ugly. I think watching the show back was way harder than I thought it was going to be. I didn't realize like how much it was going to impact me, like relive it and like watch it from another lens. But, you know, I'm doing better now. I'm working and I'm back in my routine. I'm, you know, just like doing things that are like good for me and like my mental health, and working on healing and getting back to, you know, normal.
That's great. Where do you live?
I live in Houston.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Yeah. Were you living there before the show too?
Yes. I've lived here for the past like almost 4 years.
How does a Vermont person move to Houston? It just feels so different.
I really wish I had a good answer for this one, because I get asked all the time. I'm like, what? Anytime I say to anyone like at work, because I'm in sales, so I talk to a lot of clients, and you know, people are like, oh, where are you from? I'm like, Vermont. They're like, what are you doing here? And I don't have like an awesome answer for this, but essentially, like, I went to Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a big Texas hub. And So I knew a lot of my friends were going to go to Texas, and I happened to get a job. I was one of the first ones, you know, and I wish I would have waited. Like, somebody needs to tell you, spend the summer just chilling before you get a job, because you're going to be spending the rest of your life working. Well, no, I was like eager. I'm going to get my job. I'm going to move. I'm going to be off my parents, you know, coin. Like, I'm doing my thing.
Good for you.
So I moved to Houston, and my friends mostly ended up in Dallas. So, but I do still have a few Ole Miss friends here, but I don't really have like necessarily a good reason for being here. I just, you know, came. I love my job. It's been good. I don't think Houston's like my forever place by any means.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah, it's definitely not. I really want to live like technically Houston has a beach. It's not the beach I want to spend my time at, but I'd love to live by the beach, and I'd love to be closer to my family. It's really hard for me to not be near them.
So does that mean very, very limited beach options and close to Vermont? So are you moving to Portsmouth, New Hampshire?
No. No, I'm not going to move to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, but that's funny. My parents actually live like in Florida for like half time. So I'm considering Tampa, and my sister lives in Newport Beach, California, which is just absolutely beautiful. I'm like, I don't know if that's a luxury I can afford, but like, it's a goal.
Sure. So yeah. Newport's nice.
We're working on it. Yeah.
I've never been to Tampa, so I can't say, but I just want to say, Portsmouth, New Hampshire is great. It's really nice there. What's wrong with Portsmouth?
Not in the winter, though.
No.
Not in the winter.
Is there a Vermont versus New Hampshire rivalry?
I don't participate if there is, but I don't think so.
Just curious.
I don't think so.
I love New England, so I was just curious where you stand on it. Did you always live in Vermont, like just born and raised until college?
Yeah, I've always lived in Vermont. I did live in Nashville for 1 year when I was in sixth grade. So my sixth grade school year, I did do in Franklin, Tennessee, but we were back to Vermont by summertime. So
wow.
It was very short. Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of sales do you do?
So I am in staffing and consulting sales. It's nothing too glamorous, but yeah, I help large companies if they have a project or they need, you know, any kind of like staff. I go and I find them and I bring them to the company. So I help people get jobs and I help companies get employees.
Nice. That's nice. You're like helping people achieve goals. That's lovely. Also, I feel like if you're helping people get jobs, like they're going to be predisposed to like you, because that's like such a nice thing to be doing. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So would you go on TV again?
It depends on what the opportunity is.
Okay.
If somebody wanted to put me on Dancing with the Stars, I mean, I would learn the cha-cha. Yeah. I think that would be super cool. We're like, I love cooking. Maybe they could put me on like, I don't know, Worst Chefs in America.
Oh, okay. What about Bachelor in Paradise? I'm sure you've been asked that a lot.
I think right now I'm focusing on me and like my like healing and my like well-being. And I think maybe like jumping into that might not be the best decision, but I'm not saying it's off the table by any means. I'm not saying I would never consider it because that's just like unrealistic. I probably would. But I think for me right now, like my focus has been so much on like getting into my routine, like healing, focusing on myself and what's best that I haven't put a ton of, I mean, people keep asking me, but I haven't put a ton of thought into like, should I throw myself back into this environment? But I would never say never.
Right. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you feel like any kind of pull to move to or to like any of like the Bachelor Nation hubs like LA or like Denver, New York? Like I feel like Houston, I'm sure there's some other Bachelor people, but not that many. But like, do you feel like you, is it hard to like go back to relating to regular people after having been in the bubble, or is it refreshing to get some space from it?
You know, I think it's been pretty normal. People have been super respectful. Like my coworkers have been very respectful. My friends have just been treating me like normal and like not like anything's changed. I've not changed. Like I'm still me, which I've really appreciated. I think, you know, some of the girls that I've met on the show, like they are people who are very similar to me. And I'm sure you've experienced this, like making friends as an adult is very, very difficult. And
very
you
hard.
Do grow and mature and you change as a person. And so, you know, while I'm very close to all my college friends, it's really exciting to make friends who share like the same values and interests as me as an adult, who I could see being in my life long term. So some of those friendships, I would love to like be near them. But somebody like Katie, for instance, she's only 2.5 hours away in Austin.
Right.
I do love Newport Beach because my sister is there. And so it was one of my like goals to be able to move there even prior to way prior to going on the show. That's been a goal of mine because I'm very, very close with her. So, you know, San Diego is close and I know some of the girls are considering the air. So I would definitely consider that. But yeah, I think I'm not going to move just to like stay in Bachelor Nation or just to like be with Bachelor people. You know, I would just want to be like with people who are like my friends, who have my best interests at heart, and somebody who like actually like we just get along and are good people, which we had a lot of that on my season.
That is nice. I feel like this happens more with the men for whatever reason from The Bachelorette. They go on the show and it's like they never had any friends before and they only hang out with each other. And I'm just like, did you ever have friends? I mean, I'm happy you found each other, but I always find that kind of odd.
I think honestly, I think a lot of it is just like your friends that you normally hang out with are probably like, why are you trying to take a video of us? Like, I'm not making a TikTok with you, bro.
The bachelor people
are like, yeah, let's TikTok.
My co-host Callie sends me TikToks that she thinks I should watch because otherwise, like, I don't look at it. I don't like crave having that kind of stimulation in my life. I also don't crave more time on my phone. I really don't get it. I mean, I'm also old, so I understand that, but the sort of constant like thinking about yourself as content is not my style, but that's probably why I haven't been on The Bachelor or any TV show. So who knows?
TikTok is fun once you like get into it.
I know. It's clearly a source of news, like, and information, and also I guess humor. But like, what do you mostly like? What's in your algorithm?
Skincare, outfits, cooking. That's pretty much it.
Interesting. Yeah. What's the best product you've discovered on TikTok?
I don't know if I'm allowed to. This isn't a plug.
Definitely not a plug. I asked. I'm looking for Rex all the time.
I don't know if there's like one.
It's okay. You can think about it. I was honestly just curious. Like, I feel like
makeup. Like,
yeah,
it's all the makeup products that I've heard of are like, I do my makeup reverse now. So like, I do my eyes first and then I do my contour and then I do my like highlight or like concealer, which I always did it like found. And then you put your foundation like in the spots you missed. And I always did it foundation, eyes.
Yeah, me too.
Contour, concealer. Like, so now I do it completely the other way. And I learned that on TikTok.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like, actually, I'm glad you brought this up. Watching this season, one of my main takeaways is I was like, wow, these women are really good at makeup. And I feel like it's because they watch tutorials. And I feel like I'm older. Like, I feel like my generation, we just had like TV or I don't even magazines, but it's so clear to me when I watch reality TV now that for women who are like under 30, they've like grown up with all these tools I didn't have access to. And honestly, everyone looks great. Charity's makeup is incredible. Like, I'm sure she'll look even better as a lead. She won't have to do it herself.
She's a Barbie. Yeah.
But like, it's so interesting. Like, did you guys talk about that? Or like, was it just felt like everyone's looks were like so sun-kissed all the time and like perfect.
Yeah. Well, that's fraudulent. But yeah, a lot of salt tanner. But yeah, no, I think because, and I think about like when I was like growing up, like we had YouTube. And so people would watch makeup tutorials on YouTube, but I never had the attention span to watch YouTube tutorials. And so I did dance when I was growing up. So I had to do my makeup for recitals. So I've always loved makeup. So I was always like into stage makeup kind of deal. But TikTok, because it's such short videos, it's like an abbreviated, like do this, 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 and you get through it so fast and you're like, okay, I can do that. And it didn't take up an hour of my time. Whereas like YouTube, it's so drawn out. It's just hard to like, you know, take it all
in. It's too long.
So it's been
I like to watch YouTube videos on my TV, but I feel like that's not what you're supposed to do for makeup tutorials. Like, I feel like you're supposed to like sit in the bathroom. I don't know. But
I don't know.
It was very clear. It was very clear that everyone was like very good at their makeup this season. And like,
I will say, if you ever go on TV, make sure you wear fake eyelashes because I never did that and it shows. Like, I was like, oh my goodness. Like, at the time, I was like, you can tell you're wearing fake eyelashes. And now looking back, I'm like, I wish I would have worn fake eyelashes. I did it after the final rose and I was like, snatched.
I did. You looked good. It looked very good after the final rose. I didn't notice that you weren't wearing it, but I will say, it plays like when like a makeup artist does your makeup and you're like, I look like a clown, it plays on camera. And that's why they do it because they're professionals. And friends of mine who are on TV all the time, like they are all about fake eyelashes and I get it. It's like, yeah, it does look much better or not much better, but it doesn't look exaggerated the way that it might in person.
Yeah. You can't tell on camera. And I wish that's one thing I wish I would have known. Before.
Wow. Anything else? Any other like, I wish I'd known about this?
No. Well, there are things, but I don't know. It's a long list. I have to really think about it. But yeah, probably that like I wouldn't wear athletic clothes as much as I thought I would because I live, like I'm in athletic clothes right now. I live in athletic clothes and there's not that much of a need for athletic clothes. Oh, here's the other thing. That little transfer thing for your AirPods to be able to connect to the Bluetooth on the plane.
Yeah.
I wish I would have had one of those.
Good to know. A lot of travel. Yeah, like travel stuff. That's really funny. I was going to ask you, like, how did you shop for the show? Did you get new clothes? Did you approach any local stores? Like, what was your strategy?
No, I didn't approach anyone because I was scared that I would like get in trouble or something, or like my name would be released. And I don't know. I am like I'm an anxious person. So that just tells you that.
I understand.
I didn't do that. But I did, I love shopping. Like I have a shopping addiction, honestly, at this point. So I had a lot of clothes, and also I was in a sorority. And so sororities, you do a lot of date parties and formals and stuff like that. So I actually had a lot of cocktail dresses, and I did rent the runway. So nice. I bought a lot of stuff for the show. I will say that, like, way too much stuff, but I had a lot of stuff, and I was grateful that I had like a solid amount of cocktail dresses that I reused.
That's awesome. You should, I don't know if you want to keep them still, but I feel like you should get a ThredUp sponsorship or something and like sell all of your stuff on.
Sell all of it. Like, oh my God. I really
Gabby's
need to.
Dress that she wore in London or whatever. So.
No, literally I need to get rid of a lot of it.
Did your sorority like have watch parties for you and Greer? I feel like this is like a missed opportunity. If not,
I don't know. I wonder if they did. I'm not sure.
House were you guys in?
Probably. We were Pi Phi's.
Oh, nice. I remember that song. I was in a sorority for a very short period of time. All of the events that you just referenced and the like compulsory fundraising drove me away. I was just like, I can't do this. It's all too expensive. So it's a lot, yeah. But I know it's a different in the South. It's like a big deal.
Well, in the South, like you don't have to. Actually, most of my friends weren't in sororities, but it's like, even when you're a freshman, like it's so hard. Like coming from Vermont, I was like, I didn't know how to rush. I didn't have recommendation letters. I didn't have any of the things actually rush. I didn't know you needed it either until I got there. And it was the most intimidating thing ever. And your meal plans, like when you're a freshman, they are actually like, there's Greek ones. So you like, they anticipate that you won't even use the dining halls, that you will just use your Greek meal plan. It's just, it's very Southern.
That's too intense. I've never been to Oxford, Mississippi, but there's a bookstore there that I've always wanted to go to. Did you ever go to Square Books?
Square Books.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've heard it's awesome and like a very really cool place. It's like a Faulkner landmark.
Yes. Yes. Honestly, Oxford is such a beautiful town. So quaint. If you have an opportunity to go, I definitely would go. Springtime in Oxford for a baseball game, it's super fun. You can go to Faulkner's house. It's like really cool.
All right. Maybe I'll go one day. So Gabby, what's next for you? Going to Miami and then what?
Well, I'm helping my sister with wedding planning a lot. Right now I'm trying to. I've been kind of MIA on that. And I feel really bad. I think she's going to fire me as her maid of honor soon. So I'm trying
Do you have another sister? You don't, right?
No, I'm the only one. So if I get fired,
I think you're in. I think you'll be okay. Just, you know, put in the effort, but I think you'll be okay.
Yeah. So I'm working on that, but I'm also working full time. So I'm literally in, you know, my work day right now. So hopefully someone's not pinging me on Teams right now, but yeah, I'm just working, you know, working on myself, working on healing, trying to get back into my routine, spending time with friends, working out, just trying to like get back to like my normal life. But you know, also like have fun with, you know, the platform I've been given and, you know, bring awareness to like things that are important to me. I love doing podcasts like this because I think it is like super important to be able to talk about like mental wellness, mental health, and like what I do. And I think a lot of people saw me like very emotional. And
yeah,
I am an emotional, like I'm ADHD, like I have ADHD, feel emotions very intensely. Very, very quickly. It's hard to regulate them sometimes. And so I think it's important to bring light to like, it's okay to get therapy. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to be insecure. Like, don't let those things become you. But I'm happy I have like this platform. So I'm also trying to use my time to do that because based on like the feedback I've gotten, that's been really helpful to a lot of people, which has made like me feel really happy that my experience has helped others, you know, with their
That's
own
awesome.
Experiences.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we loved watching you. You clearly are like, it was fun watching you because you were so real. Like a very fun person who also was like having real emotions. And honestly, my favorite part of the season was seeing the friendships between the women. I'm glad Zach caught COVID because we got to see more time of just the women hanging out. So since he's fine, it worked out. But it was great to meet you. Wish you the best of luck and hope you continue to feel like you're on the up and up, and good luck with everything.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was great to meet you. And yeah, I appreciate the time.
Of course. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.